Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Black Heartbeat. This is your host, Kay, letting you know that your heartbeat is my passion. So today I want to talk about dying in the presence of doctors. About 2 weeks ago, I lost someone very dear to me. And about 3 years ago, I lost a family member. Both of them died in the presence of doctors within a hospital setting. And to die in the presence of doctors is an eye-opener. Because we go to doctors to help us, to make us better. We never imagine that when we go to a doctor, to a hospital, whatever, that maybe that day will be our last day. I don't think a lot of us think about that. And one thing that we don't realize is that when it's our time to go, not even the doctors can save us, no matter how hard they try. You know, there is an appointed time for each and every one of us. I mean, none of us really know when that time is. And, but there is an appointed time from the day you are born. There is an appointed time set. And, this is why I think it is so important to start planning for that day. And I mean, start planning for it as of today. Now, what do I mean by start planning for death? I mean, a lot of us don't like to think about dying. But I mean, it is a reality, and it's something that we can't escape from. No one will escape death. So the same amount of time that we put into planning for life, which we all know is temporary, I feel that it's just as important to plan for death, which is final. There's no turning back. There are no second chances. There's no do-overs. My advice is to seek out the truth for your purpose and for your existence. Why were you the chosen one? Finding the answer will give you a clearer picture about how to prioritize your life so that you can live it the way it was intended. Sometimes we get so caught up living life and a life that's been designed for us by man. We can't, you know, let man-made life distract us from our purpose. Because we definitely don't want to be in the same place with the people who have designed our lives for us. We don't want to be in the same place in death. So what we need to do is refocus and get ready for that big day. The day when only you will have to give account for yourself. Account for what you did when you were here on earth. And I mean, this topic is kind of, a lot of people may dismiss this topic because no one wants to deal with reality. You know, we watch reality TV shows and we think that's reality. Reality is that we are all going to die and there's no escaping death. And we put too much time into planning for life and zero time into planning for what's to come after death. Even if you don't believe in it, you have to be amazed by just what you see around you, you know, from the sky to rain to the sun to the moon to nature. There is a creator, whether you choose to accept the fact or not. There's a higher being and a higher power that's controlling all of this, and it's even controlling our existence. So we definitely need to refocus, and we need, you know, on our lives. And I'll tell you something. I remember, and this is not just one incident, but I've recently remember someone just graduating from college, and they travel somewhere, and they end up dying. Now, I mean, like I've mentioned earlier, we go through all this planning and, you know, for life. And no one is saying that we don't need to plan for life, but we also need to give planning for death just as much attention, or even more. Or at least we need to have a balance. You know what I mean? You need to have a balance for everything. Because we are struggling and we are killing ourselves, chasing after this man-made life and this man-made world. And we're not thinking about death and how we need to prepare for death. And what's to come after, if there is anything. And it's best to plan and to be prepared than not to be prepared at all and to be surprised in the end. So I will leave you with this. If you feel confident that you are ready, as you are, to meet your creator, the creator of everything that exists between the heavens and the earth, then I have to say good for you. But if you are not sure, then get ready now. I can only fear and hope for a good ending for myself. And I ask that whoever is listening to this, I ask that the Most High, the Creator, to forgive you your sins and to guide you to what's pleasing to Him. And I also ask that you also take the initiative to ask for guidance, because we really don't know the truth. And we need to find it, and we need to seek it out, and we need to get help and guidance. And the only person that you can get help and guidance from is the Creator directly. You do not need to go to a middleman to send a message to the Creator. You can send the message directly, and you can ask for help, and you can ask for guidance, and it's going to come to you. And you know, I hope that this message today isn't something that, you know, you're going to take as a negative, and I hope that it opens your eyes to the fact. Okay, this is not something that we should take lightly, and we need to pay some attention. And that's all I want to say today. And I thank you guys for listening as always. And I hope you get some benefit out of it. I appreciate your time. And I want you to be an active member in my community. But most of all, I want you to be an active member in your own life. And I'll see you next time. Take care. Peace.